Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to a new episode of Wrestle Club Podcast. I am your head of the table today in 2025. Happy New Year. My name is Danny Scott. I'm joined today by the wonderful main event, Mark Cram.
It's good to be here. It's good to see the table being fluffy again today. Always. The head of the table's got fluffy, baby.
They've got fluff at the head.
It's good to be. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year. Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a wonderful Christmas.
Good.
In theory.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Definitely not recording this.
We'll film more than one of these. I had a terrible Christmas. I had an awful Christmas. I can't believe that.
Oh my God.
We had to cover all the possible bases of what could happen. We don't know.
We're recording this before
what the fuck?
Christmas. And of course, oh my lovely, I don't know if I can do that from that.
I can't believe the king wrestled the alligator.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Mm. Unbelievable. Anything else that could have happened, we'll discuss that.
We'll probably edit out the thing I said in the middle.
No, we'll keep it in. We also have another guest with us this evening. It depends when you listen to this, I suppose. He was here in our December episode. You might remember him. You fucking loved the episode, didn't you? Didn't you, listening to this? You loved the episode. We have the wonderful Naeem Ali's back!
Thanks for having me back.
That's the first ever guest we've had on two episodes.
It is true.
No, we've never had a return. I can't believe it.
Or didn't happen.
Or the king wrestling the alligator.
Now that can't be cut out.
Now it can't. Yes, and that's what I love it. Yeah. Welcome back, Naeem.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm very excited.
Same clothes as last year?
Yeah, I only have two pairs of clothes and the other one's a bit more religious.
So. Fair. You could have worn that in the pod.
You bet. What will I wear to Friday prayer?
Fair play.
Nike's a god. That's religious.
Yeah.
Wrong religion, dude.
It's a religion.
He's got me there.
Yeah, he's got you there. You didn't specify name. Yeah, that
Zeus,
was on you.
Zeus Akbar, as I say.
Zeus Akbar.
Zeus Akbar. His full legal name.
That's also my drag name.
Yeah. Also from...
They seem to be getting more offensive.
What a callback.
I like that, yeah.
What a callback. That was like a four-week callback.
Four-week callback to a joke that probably wasn't funny the first time. Here we go. Welcome back, part two.
Obviously, this episode is one of the first, maybe the first episode of 2025. We don't know. We are pre-recording a couple because we're all going to have a little bit of time off over the festive period. We hope you all had a lovely, lovely holiday. Hope you had a good new year. Hope this year brings you all the good stuff. Speaking of bringing in good new stuff this year, we are going to be talking all the things we want to see wrestling-wise in 2025. Now, of course, the big move to Netflix is like the big news this year. Big news this year means we don't have to pay for PLEs. Unless you pay, everyone's got Netflix.
I hate people calling it PLEs. They're pay-per-views.
I hate it. It's a pay-per-view. Can we all just agree to call it pay-per-views for this?
I call them big shows. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, you get to watch the big shows and the little shows all on one platform in high quality. Those of you who have been maybe watching them on other websites that you shouldn't have beforehand, naughty you, but that wasn't in top quality. Now you get to watch it in Netflix quality. Mm. Yeah.
Well, it depends if it's going to cut out every 5 seconds if we saw Jake Paul fight.
But we love Netflix. So we do, it will not cut out. They've learned from
Disney Plus man.
They've used Jake Paul as a
tester.
Yeah,
nice.
We can fuck that up.
Yeah,
because we don't want to fuck up WWE.
Fair.
Where the other Paul brother is.
Yeah, that's good.
I think the NFL's the one they really can't afford to fuck up. That one's
fuck NFL. I don't watch that.
But I neither do I.
NFL's on Netflix now too.
Yeah, well, they've done two games on Christmas Day or something like that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
But again, is before WWE goes. So really, all of this is just testing.
The other exciting thing, I don't know if you've seen that's been announced, is that the shows will go out live wherever they're filmed. So when we record Raw in the UK, it will now go out at 8 o'clock as opposed to going out at 1 a.m.
It'll be a different time every week, basically.
It'll go out live everywhere.
They'll be pre-recorded and you can just watch.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Oh, that's amazing. That's sick. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
So we can actually watch Raw live in the UK for the first time.
That'd be sick.
That'd be good. Yeah.
And hearing all the UK chants live that they can't edit out.
Yes. All those horrible things we say.
Yeah.
Like, they probably will still edit it out, surely. But they can't live it.
No, I imagine it'll be a slight delay, wouldn't it be like any other broadcast?
Because I saw it's not going to be, everyone's like, oh, I hope it's rated R. And I think Khabib was like, no, that's not going
to
happen.
Come out and said it's not going to be.
Which makes sense.
It's still going to be.
There's too much money in it. Well,
how do you feel about the ratings then? Because I personally don't care. I don't like all the good things that I've enjoyed in wrestling. None of them are dependent on it being R rated. Right.
I feel like I said, I was a big last episode. I said I was a big Attitude Era guy.
But
like,
I remember.
My rated
that.
R. Like, I don't want to see. Like, do you remember Edge having sex with Leo?
Yeah, we all remember.
I don't care. Like, that was
awakening.
A very awkward family day of watching wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. So let's all sit down and watch. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. I mean, sure, we're going to lose some
shouting. This is fake.
I mean,
it's been more than 5 seconds.
We are obviously going to lose some things. We're not going to be allowed to have any wrestling pimps. That's going to be upsetting, isn't it? Yeah. That really hurts us. We're not going to have any hot lesbian action angles. If you remember the Eric Bischoff era of Raw when he was doing that. Mm. So I don't think we're losing anything of great value by not having
I think story wise, like, they're still using quite a lot, like a blood when they need
that's what
to.
I'm saying.
Like,
I think that's they've already started.
I think they wanted Seth Rollins to introduce himself as Seth fucking Rollins. I think that's what everyone's like waiting for the F word to be used more. But I'm not sure if that's going
to.
But then
when you look at all the promos up to WrestleMania with The Rock, they were swearing a bit more.
Mm. Yeah, like, I think that level is fine.
I think we'll get that a bit more. I think we'll get maybe a bit more blood. I reckon that'll probably come back.
Mm.
But I don't think we're going to get...
But not like Ric Flair level every...
Yeah, no, it's not. They're not going to be bladed.
He's in a headlock for some reason.
He just knocks himself on the edge.
I remember him thinking he's just got so much blood in that guy.
It's the blonde hair, man, as well. Makes it.
It does happen. Makes it.
Dolph's the same. Not Dolph. Yeah. Nick Nemeth.
Nick Nemeth.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, what? Obviously, we've also got... there's going to be a big superstar shake-up. So there's going to be some wrestlers obviously moved around. Michael Cole said it on SmackDown, I do believe. He's going to have some superstars moving around.
Is it like the draft?
Yeah, like the draft.
But are they, like, you know, they used to do an episode just drafting.
So I don't know how they're doing it, if they're doing it like
I'm not
that
sure
again.
Either, but I'm not sure if it's like, they're saying it's going to be a trade. So I guess people have to swap rather than it being a straight draft.
Well, in that case, who do you, like, your prediction wise? Or if you were Adam Pearce, or
but are we saying this is for the good of the show? Or are we saying it was who deserves to be on Netflix?
Oh no, they're all going to be on Netflix.
Oh, is SmackDown also on Netflix?
Yeah, SmackDown
only
and
in the
NXT.
UK. Only in the UK and Europe. In America, SmackDown staying on
is
Fox
it?
In for another little while.
Yeah, oh, for a bit.
So basically, I'm
it'll
saying
eventually go to Netflix, but it's not.
But the draft is who do you want to be worldwide? Who do you not?
Straight
away.
Basically, what the placement leaked to me is Netflix have made a very, very clear statement that they want Roman and Cody.
Mm.
On Raw,
right.
So
which
I
makes,
imagine
yeah, which
at
makes
least
sense.
One of them will be going to Raw, and since Roman's not on every week, I imagine Cody's likely
will
to
move
go
over
to
Raw. Yeah. Okay, who are you swapping Cody for then?
Well, that's the thing, because you have to, like, do you just swap the belts? Do you just send Gunther the other way?
Yeah,
probably. Unless he loses.
Or does Kevin Owens beat Cody? And that's the thing that makes me think Cody could lose the belt to Kevin Owens.
It's true.
Kevin Owens stays
obviously
on SmackDown.
This has been recorded, obviously, before Saturday.
I think
you're
saying Sami Zayn to SmackDown as well, hopefully, to feud with Kevin Owens for the world title going into WrestleMania. That is my hope.
That would be what you do. So what you do, Owens, again, he might be champion by the time this goes out.
There is no justice in the world if at some point Sami Zayn does not beat Kevin Owens for a world title.
That's
the full circle of we're talking about long-term storytelling in wrestling. Kevin
is that
Owens
what you want
Sami Zayn
is WrestleMania 41? Is that what you're saying?
No,
I think that's a bit too
not
early.
Not necessarily WrestleMania 41, but I feel
we've
like that will happen eventually.
Yeah.
That's a match that has to happen. I mean, they have wrestled at Mania before, but
Sami briefly mentioned that actually as well at the press conference for Survivor Series. Don't know if you watched it, like the post-press conference. He actually mentioned about this because they asked him about being back in the bloodline. How do you feel about it? And he actually said, he's like, well, when you talk about long-term storytelling, this is beautiful. It's a great story. A lot of superstars in the Hall of Fame never got to tell stories as good as I'm getting to tell. And then he went, just look at me and Kevin Owens. Our story goes back years and it's not quite done. And there's still so much meat on that bone. And I was like,
I'm guessing everyone here saw last SmackDown where is it Drew McIntyre came back and he just and I don't really get that story, and I'm guessing it's just a filler one, so I don't know what his WrestleMania
is. Drew is taking revenge on everybody that sided with the bloodline.
It's not just that, it's Bronson Reed got injured when he jumped off the cage.
He broke
his
ankle.
I
broke both feet.
Yeah, if you see the footage,
I saw his right foot just snap.
Yeah, both went like that.
Someone's of a man that size shouldn't be jumping off a cage.
Because I think
he's a showman.
I think the original plan was apparently they were meant to bring Drew back around the Netflix time. So now.
So
I think they brought him back early.
Yeah.
But I think, and this might have already happened. I'm hoping you lot aren't annoyed that we're talking as if we're in the past. But a little alliance between Seth, Kevin Owens, and Drew.
I like it. They've all they're all
Shield 2.0. They just wreck everyone.
Well, they've all got the same motivation. It's either CM Punk or the Bloodline. They're angry at everyone who sided with
Cody Rhodes.
I feel like the Bloodline affects like the whole roster. So you can have an antithesis.
And
if
you look back at that one line that Sammy said in that promo where he said to Seth, "Everything has started since you put the chair in Roman's back." Yeah. I was like, "You bitch! That's 10 years ago. Yeah, that's so good."
I do appreciate that's yeah. that's when I kept seeing everyone throughout the term long term storytelling.
Yeah,
yeah, because I wouldn't have expected that to
be like that. Yeah. So what are we saying about 2025? Then
you're gonna see a lot of big stars from SmackDown moving to Raw to satiate this Netflix deal. But I think if people like Drew and Co will end up going to SmackDown. Yep. So I think you're going to end up with like a really solid SmackDown roster with less stars, possibly. And LA Knight will be there.
You think LA, I was going to say, I think LA Knight will go to Raw.
You think he'll go to Raw?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think you got whoever's got like the best crowd.
I didn't
crowd
mean to say yeah when I said that, but I went, yeah. And that was unironic.
I think I was going to say all the people with like the best, like who's won the crowds over. I think that's going to be what's going to be needed.
So you're keeping Yeet on Raw.
I'll keep Yeet on Raw. Big crowd pleaser.
I put him in SmackDown.
Here's a question for 2025. Yeah. Do you reunite the Usos for 2025? Do you keep that going? Was this a one-time deal? Do you think they're better off as singles wrestlers now?
Nah, Jimmy needs Jay.
Jay definitely.
But Jay doesn't need.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. But it's his brother, and he won't let him.
That's why I said Jay on SmackDown. He can be like the face of SmackDown.
Also, face Usos versus heel New Day.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I think while we're on New Day. Do we hope for a Big E return in 2025?
I'm hoping we're on the road to a triple threat at WrestleMania. I think that's where it's going. Where Big E just picks them up and just.
Or Big E joins with someone else, takes on the. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Jay Uso. Okay. I just want to see a triple threat. That's how I wanted that.
I want you both to name one superstar, one female, one male, who people you might not expect, but to be a world champ. Is there someone on the roster, both male and female? In the next year. Because if you asked me in 2023, and if I had said Damian Priest then, you'd be like, fuck off.
But everything's gone out the window with it being the last year of John Cena, because he is at some point going to have the belt.
But he might not, though. This is the thing with WWE.
I can't imagine.
It's in Cena's control, though.
Yeah, he might not.
He might not want to go. Nah, it's taking too much.
I think he'll be. They'll at least tease it. He'll have a match.
100%.
He will have a match.
But which takes out a spot at a match. That's what I'm trying to say.
Again, like we said before, short title runs.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if this.
And we've got Money in the Bank as well.
If I say hypothetically, like you asked, right? And if I'm not thinking about it being the last year Cena, I'm gonna say either LA Knight or Austin Theory.
Okay.
Austin Theory.
Yeah.
World champ.
I think he'll get like a short stint as like, do you remember when The Miz was champion? Nobody really cared.
Oh, okay.
But there's two bigger stars. I reckon that's that type of storyline. Yeah. Sometimes you need like a bomb.
Mark cannot believe.
Austin Theory's not even the most charismatic one in his tag team.
I think.
It's a poor man's Grayson Waller.
When I watch every match that I've watched, I see Austin Theory sell like, he reminds me of like Dolph Ziggler. I want him.
Really?
But yeah, I
remember when Dolph Ziggler became the man? Oh no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
he did for a time.
That was weird.
Yeah, eat your words.
His money in the bank is like the best money in the bank all the time.
So you asked your male. That's
my outside shot. I don't think it's going to happen.
If that happens, though.
Yeah. Because I remember when The Miz was champion, nobody liked that.
I actually loved it.
He wasn't even in his championship match. No one even cared about him.
I watched Raw get recorded in London and I was the only one wearing a Miz top.
Yeah, there you go.
The name tag said, hello, I'm awesome. Yeah. I was wearing
that's what I'm saying.
And he looked at me and pointed. It was like the best moment of my life.
I remember, you know, I said on the last episode, I want to appreciate the stars now and I don't want to hate them later. With The Miz, I just never got it.
He's absolutely superb.
What about, I think he's incredible. The whole talking smack.
Yeah, talking smack, yeah.
His
promo ability, what he does marketing for that
his
company.
His in-ring ability is not great.
He's solid. Don't need it. And he never gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's safe.
He's dependable.
I've seen that interview with Daniel Bryan where he's like, I'm not like you, you're whatever.
What about, that's your male, what about your female?
I keep seeing a lot of Tiffany Stratton.
I
kept seeing her name.
Got the money in the bank as well.
And then, is it Bianca Belair. I might get the names wrong, but she's already champion.
She's to me arguably the best in the company.
That's what I'm saying. Like
without a doubt,
those two are my shouts for like there'll be
2025.
Yeah.
Nice. So what about you, Mark?
I don't think this is a massively unexpected one, but he hasn't held a world title yet. So
okay.
I'm going Bron Breakker.
Nice. Okay.
I think
isn't he Intercontinental champion now?
Yeah. But I think they'll get that belt off him somehow this year. Mm-hmm. So he'll lose it in a ladder match, but he's not going to get pinned by anyone. But then I think I could see him beating Gunther for that belt if Gunther holds on to it.
Do you not think he's kind of like Brock Lesnar, where he just doesn't have much talking yet?
No.
Like,
I don't think
he's
he
not good
to.
At promo.
Well, I think he's getting good.
I
now.
Think he's like, and
he?
Also
he's been working with Paul Heyman.
Oh, has he?
Paul Heyman had
like
some
on
time
camera
off telly,
or behind
off
scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
So Paul
okay.
Heyman had some time off. Obviously, the blood got put through a table.
Yeah.
He was working with, I've got to remember, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed.
Is he Scott Steiner's son or nephew?
He's
or
Scott
something?
Steiner's nephew, Rick
nephew.
Steiner's son.
Nephew, okay.
Yeah, but he was working with a few and he was one of them.
Oh, okay. So,
and you can tell.
Well, I didn't want to say him because I don't think he's. Yeah. Captivating on the mic.
I think he's, but he's got aura.
Yeah,
he just
does.
Feels like a big deal.
He could be a Paul Heyman guy.
He runs really fast.
Yeah,
that's
what guy.
You better put him with Heyman. On camera.
If he was with Heyman, but I think Heyman's got too many guys now.
Yeah, but I think he's got the bloodline. He'll step away from the bloodline thing. So I think
it's his whole punk
he's
thing
like,
as well.
He's like the easy girl at prom. He's got so many. I see so many people photoshopped next to him now. Like CM Punk, Brock. That's so many people.
I have a choice for man. I mean, just because I want it to happen, he's still not been a world champion in WWE, and it's almost criminal at this point. Sami Zayn needs to win a world at some point. There's not a man in that company who deserves it.
I still don't think it's happening in 2025.
I think you're right as well.
Yeah.
But I just want it.
2026,
I just want it.
This episode might go out in 2026.
Sami Zayn cannot retire without being a world champion in WWE.
I think he needs to definitely be on Raw, because I think he's one of those people that he's like a world star.
Yeah,
like he's not just
and
like
his
in
music
America.
Is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in the Middle East. He's massive.
That's what I'm saying. Even like with the free pass and stuff, like loads of people love him.
Yeah,
and I think he deserves to be on like
also,
the main.
You can put him in any angle. He can do a comedic angle. He can do a serious angle.
Yeah.
He can be an underdog. He can be a champion. He can do anything.
Yeah, that's what I respect for a championship reign. I respect that more than in ring ability. Sometimes
he'd never have to have a long title reign. He just needs to win it. At some point.
We want the moment, don't we?
Yeah, the moment of Sami Zayn winning a world title.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Owens giving him a hug.
Yeah,
or powerbombing him, which I'm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Off the apron again.
Yeah.
No, get
all the way back to NXT.
Yeah. That is it. That's long-term storytelling.
Female choices.
Are you going to say Chelsea Green?
I mean, I am going to say Chelsea Green because I think.
Yeah, I feel
she's
like, that's
like
that's
she just deserves it.
She deserves it. You deserve
she just,
it.
She just screams intercontinental. Like I feel like they made that belt for her.
I think she's gonna
like
win
she was so mid card.
I think she thinks the US isn't
US.
It?
She's oh, the US. Sorry.
I think I think we big fans of Chelsea's podcast. We think that belt
she's
is for her.
Yeah,
but then hopefully something else. Maybe not world title because I think maybe she'll get the US title.
Yeah.
Outside bet, and I think because they're quite high on her, and every time they're on, she's on TV, she's presented as being good and on everyone's levels. Lyra Valkyrie.
Yeah,
I think it's going. She's like. Got to the final of the King of Ring. She's probably going to get to the final of the US tournament as well. She's going to be there or thereabouts.
Think so.
She's into the semis. Yeah. So I think she's got a good chance there. I think, I think she's a decent shout. Obviously, but I think, I think most of the women's titles are pretty, with the exception of probably Tiffy. Mm. I think you're going to see them on the same people who have had them over the last couple of years. I don't think anyone knew is going
to I just remembered one shout and I forgot. But CM Punk is definitely.
Well, that was going to be one of mine.
Definitely going to win a title wrestling. Like, I would put my house on that.
Yeah, CM Punk, I think, this whole favour thing with Heyman at the minute.
Yeah, that's where it seems like it's going.
I don't know what the favour would be, whether it be a spot that number 30
he's always publicly said that he wants to main event
I think it's whether he needs to win the title or not, but I think he will.
No, I think he will.
Yeah. I think it'll be my choices were him and I'm gonna go right because that's my like almost shoo-in.
Yeah, same.
Then my rogue one
your either, Austin Theory.
My Austin Theory is either Logan Paul or Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio or Logan Paul to have a short stint.
If Dominic Mysterio doesn't win Money in the Bank,
this is what I'm saying. So my theory is one of them are going to win Money in the Bank.
If Logan Paul has it, I can imagine. If Dominic has it, they're winning it. Either one of them would be incredible.
I keep seeing like on Twitter Dominic Mysterio being dangled at the top of the ladder match.
Well,
like as
in the cage.
Yeah.
Well, did you see his match with Gunther? crowd started chanting.
Oh no, I did hear.
Yeah.
Hell has frozen over.
He slapped Gunther, and everyone was like, "Actually, Gunther's being a bit boring recently." Mm. Dominic is fucking the 619 to the abdomen. Yeah.
But I think everybody loves Dom.
Eddie Aguero esque. Mm. Dominic Mysterio 2025 is his year. He's getting a singles title. Yeah.
I don't think he'll get the one just because he's a bit too young. I think they're gonna stretch
money
his
in the bank
career out. Logan Paul having money
Logan
in the bank,
Paul,
is a, it'll be good.
Yeah, because he will be an obnoxious twat,
and he'll be carrying it everywhere, like in all his reels and
also
whatnot.
Media attention be massive.
And also, you remember when Brock did the whole "Well, I've got a year to cash this in." Logan can so get away with that. He goes and doesn't know the rules of it.
Yeah,
and goes, "I've got a year." Yeah. Carries it on impulsive, does all
that's
that.
That's what I'm
like,
saying, yeah. I can
prime,
imagine that.
That does a bit, yeah, turns into a prime bottle with a
It's got prime all over the money. It's prime stickers on top of where it says money.
If anything, to the point where it's coming to a year and he has to get reminded. You've got to cash that in soon, by the
way.
Also,
he's also like prime candidate for prime, no pun intended.
Man, this guy.
He's like,
he's actually a full-time comedian.
Never day off.
He's a prime candidate for genuinely, if he fucked up the cash in, it wouldn't hurt him. Because like that fits in with the character. Yeah. Like, if he left it too long and then suddenly Roman Reigns or whoever's got the belt at that point is in the ring and then it's like he's done on the last day. It's like it's even now or never.
Yeah. And we haven't seen that, have we?
Yeah.
Well, really?
Someone's running out of time.
Last day going, I've got to do it now. Yeah. They're all standing there like not beaten up, like Roman with a title going, go on in.
But there's only been two times someone's failed Money Back. So has it been more now?
Sandow failed. Baron Corbin failed. John Cena failed.
John Cena failed.
But he did it because I'm going to wrestle you like a man.
Yeah.
Fuck
it's
you,
gonna be
Cena.
This day in what's your
the,
hometown.
What's the point in the gimmick if you're not going to fucking do it?
My females, quick. It's actually got a bit boring. It was going to be Chelsea Green, of course. And then, I forgot her name. TNA, what knockout's been in the Royal Rumble.
Jordan Grace. I'm not sure when the contract expires in TNA.
I don't know, but I just got a feeling. And whether that's a Royal Rumble win.
Oh, okay.
Might not be 2025. It might be like obviously early 2026 with WrestleMania then. But I think Jordan Grace will be in that conversation. Right, we've not gone long, so we're going to go a couple of really quick, because other head of the table has sent us loads of questions and we haven't touched any of them because we've had too much
time. Just do our own questions. Like,
but just a couple just to make out, because you wanted us to talk about other companies, because famously, I don't talk about AEW. Is Will Ospreay, we just want a yes or no from you two, is Will Ospreay going to become AEW champion in 2025?
Yes. In London.
Yes, definitely.
Nice. Will Joe Hendry become a world champion in 2025?
Yes, or TNA? Genuinely have no idea.
I think he'll definitely be a Royal Rumble this year.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be in the
100%.
Rumble as well. Yeah. He'll win the TNA World Title.
That was that. What feuds would you like to see in 2025? Not a yes or no. What feud would you like to see?
Not so much a feud, but some hits I want to see on the Cena retirement tour. I want to see him wrestle Punk. I want to see him wrestle Orton. I want to see him wrestle Cody. And that's the big three for me and Roman probably again on the four.
What about The Rock?
I don't think you need to do Cena Rock again.
Lifetime.
It'd be best of three.
They did two WrestleMania wrestling. Yeah. I don't think they, and also, neither one of them is going to want to be the guy that loses 2-1. So that 1-1, they'll both walk away.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
I want to see Orton definitely. And I want to see like at least one of the new people. Like, I don't know if he's
Austin
faced
Theory.
That was supposed to put him over. I was like, oh, he's going to rise from it.
Yeah,
so I'll say LA Knight.
Okay, in light of New Day recently, which groups or factions do you think will split up in 2025?
New Obviously, Day.
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day will run its course. Will Bloodline keep going? I can't imagine the Bloodline's going to last another
year. What's Chad Gable's one? It's like American something.
It's American Made.
They'll stick around for a year.
Really? I think he should just be a singles competitor.
I just don't think there's any need to split them up though at the moment because the Creeds aren't ready to really be pushed into anything massive. So I think that's fine. I hope Final Testament fuck off.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, Wyatt Six made him interesting for about 10 minutes.
I'll tell you what, Karrion Kross, I've known in interviews recently, I actually quite like him as a person.
Don't think he's a bad guy, but fuck me, is he boring?
Yeah.
He's
boring. What about yourself?
Which factions
might split?
I feel like I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I'm done with Bloodline stuff, man. I want all of that, like including Jay. Like he shouldn't be talked about going back to going with Jimmy. Like he's his own. I can see him become like a world champ now.
I think you have Roman take the Ulafala off of Solo. Yeah, that's how you.
Yeah, and then let's never even mention family.
And Roman says, "I don't need a tribe anymore."
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I'm going to say that as an outside champ.
One that's not on here, but I think it's a good one. What what WWE superstars do you think AEW are going to try and fucking sign in 2025? Because we know that's a really good question.
I'm trying to think who's the most acrobatic.
Ricochet now.
Yeah, Ricochet is.
So obviously, yeah, steal. Someone like.
Ricochet's wife as an announcer?
Yeah, you could say that. Samantha Irvin. That's actually probably a great shout.
Yeah, there you go.
That would actually help me and Nibs watch.
The big ones that always get caught up, built up, and I think it's because this happened the first time their contracts came up, and I think their contract's up again is Sammy and KO's contracts are both up this year. Yeah. Everyone always says, because they're indie darlings of the past, everyone's like an RH guys, and that's what Tony Khan likes to sign. Yeah. But ultimately, I think they're both such WWE lifers now.
Yeah.
Because they're both always prominently featured. They've main evented WrestleManias. They've done all
sorts of stuff. So you're going for them?
No.
I'm just trying to think of who would actually benefit from the other way. You can do it the other way. You can either say an AEW superstar to show up in WWE or
Aleister Black will come back to WWE.
Okay.
At some point.
Is Will Ospreay AEW?
He's AEW.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the only person I'd want to see in WWE. Like I said before, I was waiting for years for AJ Styles to come. I feel like he's the next big person.
I think AJ's going to finish his career in WWE. Mm. Or he might, I reckon he will I reckon if we're going to talk about superstars going to another company, I was thinking AJ going to TNA just for like one last hurrah, because that was his thing. Well,
but he can do that under WWE contract, probably the way their system is at the moment. Exactly. If AJ just went, I want to go TNA for 6 months, they'll probably let him do it.
To be fair, actually, the way that's running.
Ted DiBiase Jr. comes back from prison.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That'd be quite a comeback. Yeah.
Don't go to the comeback. All right.
Someone like Montez Ford could maybe go to AEW.
Yeah.
Because if they're never going to pull the trigger on him in WWE.
Angelo Dawkins as well, do you reckon?
No, but that's, you don't need Angelo. I think Montez Ford, if he doesn't get a singles push in WWE, will go look for it somewhere eventually.
He wants it, doesn't he, I think?
I think he needs it.
Yeah. Who's the person that just beat LA Knight for the title?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, I really thought he was done. I remember thinking he was so boring, and then I saw him recently. The gimmick's good.
I just low-key love Shinsuke because he openly just says he doesn't give a fuck and is just there to relax and surf.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't care.
And also the respect of it as well.
But he does enough.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Did you see like a year and a half ago or something as well? Apparently WWE went up to Shinsuke and said, look, we want you to be a jobber for a bit.
Yeah,
all these
that's what I read.
He just went, yeah, it's fine. And it's like,
that's what I was going to say. I could have seen him, like, usually it's the jobbers that aren't really going anywhere.
He's getting paid good money. He doesn't have to work too much. He's having a good time. And he knows when he goes back to Japan, eventually he's a massive deal in Japan. He's turning up.
So. One more wrestler, though, as well. Can you see Matt Cardona coming back to WWE?
Yes.
Royal Rumble?
As is.
Yes.
As Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
No, I reckon he would want to be Matt Cardona.
That's been one of his sticking points.
Because that's his thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Like,
I
remember him being.
He won the United States title as. Zack Ryder.
Yeah, but it's such a different. Have you seen the Matt Cardona? Yeah, it's such a different.
I know he's like Chelsea Green's husband, and they always like him. I haven't seen him wrestle since Zack Ryder.
There are a few things to consider. He's challenging Chris Jericho for the ROH title in the Hammerstein Ballroom this month.
Yeah.
It will already happen by the time this goes out. Can't see him winning it. Imagine Jericho's retaining, and it's a one shot. So the question is he then coming to WWE? His wife is there, obviously. Chelsea's there.
Yeah.
I think he is such a massive merch seller that he makes so much money on the indies. In order for him to be like to justify coming back to WWE, it needs to financially work for him.
Yeah.
But also,
he sells a lot of stuff, he's
an indie god. Now making so much money. He's making more. He said very funny. He makes more money now than he made in WWE.
Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I remember his like his big purple.
That was it though. He was the first wrestler. You know how like Cody Rhodes Young busted his whole thing with AEW.
Yeah.
Matt Cardona debatably is the first wrestler to ever come out of WWE and go, nah, fuck off. I'm going to do my own thing. And it worked.
And because
people noticed, then
he refused to sign a contract anywhere as well. He just worked everywhere.
Yeah.
He's like, if I work everywhere, well, apparently Chelsea Green was the one that told him to do it, apparently. She's had an interview. And then like a year later, he's like, I think I am going to do that. And yeah, he absolutely smashed it. But yeah, but ultimately he's a WWE fan. He's always been a WWE.
He's always tweeting about the show. That's what I see. I thought he wants to come back.
Did you see him turn up to any indie shows wearing Chelsea Green's title? And it was like, you dick. She didn't know he took it even. You little bitch. It was so good.
That's funny.
You could have got me in trouble. He's like, sorry.
And also, he's never bitter. Like, he never goes online and slags off the company. Never slags off the
company.
Oh, my God.
He knows.
Fuck Ryback.
I saw a TikTok live of him the other day, and that guy is like the most bitter person I've ever seen.
Talking about returns. So sorry, ADHD Brian. I saw a article Heath Slater come out and said,
"I'll bring back
and
the Nexus."
The podcast, bring back the Nexus.
Yeah, I saw that.
Would you want to see yes or no the Nexus?
The whole Nexus. No.
Well, if so, who would you want to see out of the Nexus? Well, imagine if Daniel Bryan.
I forgot Dan. I saw a picture. So I saw that.
Did you see the
and
one?
I saw the initial.
Right from Nexus.
Bryan can't wrestle anymore. That's pretty much done, right?
David Ortega, the guy with the famous
Wade
wife.
Barrett, obviously he's
Wade
in
Barrett's
the company.
There working.
Can you imagine if that's how it starts? So he comes in, Frodo got some bad news, puts on a Nexus armband. Heath Slater, everyone starts, Justin Gabriel, they all start coming out.
Justin Gabriel was dope, actually, I remember.
I genuinely don't know where Michael Tarver is, and I don't think anyone else does.
What's the guy?
Darren Young?
David Ortega,
The famous wife, that was his only gimmick.
Yeah, Darren Young.
Having a famous wife.
Skip Sheffield / Ryback. He's not coming back.
No, he's not coming back.
You know, I don't think this Nexus reunion's going to come.
Well, then I could have Heath Slater.
Then they had a new
Justin Gabriel,
Wade Barrett,
Justin Ortega potentially.
Gabriel's
if
working,
he's
PJ's working in Japan quite a lot.
Yeah, but we don't.
He basically did this interview about Wade consulting Barrett. Anybody.
I think the short answer is
yeah.
I don't know if the other guys are free. I don't know what the other guys are doing, but I really need work right now. That's what he's
John Cena was in it.
Yeah, John Cena was in it.
The short answer is no, and who would want this?
Yeah,
the factions that come back, bring back the core.
Yeah, I hated it.
You know what it is, mate? I just want to see Wade Barrett back in the ring. Do we see Wade Barrett back in the ring 2025?
No, I think he's done.
Why is he? Is he injured?
I disagree.
Because when I started watching again, he's suddenly a commentator.
Remember, when he first came to WWE, he was like hired as a commentator.
Yeah,
like he was supposed to be a commentator before he was wrestler. Then they were just like, "Oh, you're massive and you can wrestle." So he never thought he was going to be an in-ring performer in WWE.
He's happy where he is. You're saying?
I think he's fine. But he's happy.
I don't know.
I saw him face off against Drew McIntyre a few months back, and I was like, I'd be interested in that.
I tell you what, that's exactly the match I was going to say.
Yeah.
Next WrestleMania, maybe not this one coming, the following.
Or if there's a WrestleMania in London, which apparently might happen, that would be
a good
match.
Well, that's actually, weirdly, our last question as well is, any live shows for the UK are you planning to go to in 2025? If not, you're coming to Progress with us 100%.
Okay,
we'll take it down.
Yeah,
it's an amazing show.
I've always wanted to see a WWE event in London and Manchester, you know, when they come. But
if
the WrestleMania comes, it's like the Super Bowl, right? Like you have to, it's like a grand
and
or something.
Wade Barrett's
returning
retirement. Yeah, I want to see.
So I'm going to go see Progress Wrestling shows next year. We're going to see Pro Wrestling Eve. If you're not familiar with Pro Wrestling Eve, it's an all-female wrestling organization based mainly in London, but does shows in like Southampton as well. Very, very good. Go watch that. Purpose Wrestling, our friends based out in Wimbledon, not just because I ring announced for them once. Love you guys.
Oh, that's fun.
Rev Pro, obviously, still absolutely smashing. Get some big names in from
Genesis
Japan.
As well over in Kent. I'm going to be there quite a lot in the new year. Have a look at that.
There's so much British. Stuff. There's so much good British indie wrestling out there, and I think we had our big renaissance like 2012, 2018, and we're not quite back to that. But there is so much good young talent coming through now. People like Man Like Darius, people like Leon Slater, who knows working in TNA now. Luke Jacobs, who's Progress World Champion at the moment, absolutely incredible. Ricky Knight Jr. is absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. There is so much strong British.
And also keep a lookout on this podcast, and we're going to have a lot of these wrestlers that you see on these independent circuits actually coming on the podcast. I'm not going to say who, but we've got quite a few already in the pipeline on the podcast very soon as well, which is very exciting.
That is very exciting.
That's very exciting.
So exciting. I've seen some of the names on a list, and I'm very excited.
One of them is from the same hometown as me. So if you know where I'm from, you might be able to work out who
Ready.
He is.
Yeah, let's dox him now.
Let's dox this guy. Right. I think that's a. Is that a pod?
If not, happy pod. With a pod. I'm happy with a pod.
I'm happy with a pod.
I'm happy.
Guys, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys.
Everyone listening at home, watching on YouTube, whatever you're doing, make sure you click like on the video, subscribe, comment on our latest reel. What you got for Grimbo? And you know how much you want to kiss Mark Graham. All right. My name's been Danny Scott. I've been your head of the table today. Thank you so much. Everyone, give it up for the wonderful main event, Mark Graham.
It's been a pleasure. I hope 2025 is as good as 2024 or better. Hopefully better, actually. Way better.
Everyone, give it up. It's first time ever a returning guest. He returned so much, he definitely did leave the chair, go home, and then come back for this episode.
We didn't
sit
here.
Same clothes, though.
Same clothes.
It's Naeem Ali, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
I hope I can come back again.
Socials.
This is lots of fun.
Chuck him in.
Follow me on Instagram at Naeem Ali Comedy. And follow the Wrestle Club, guys, because I will hopefully be back.
Wrestle Club. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year.
See you later. Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye. Clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whistle Kisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!